Yes, indeed. Charles, welcome to Power Lunch. I'm not quite sure if I'm saying your surname right. Is it Ekerman?
Yeah, Ekerman. Ekerman is good, thank you.
Ekerman. Okay, and you are the CEO of Avis. Is it Avis? Because I know it's capital A, capital V, small letter E, capital S.
Yeah, it's AVS. The E is silent. So it's AVS Cybersecurity.
AVS Cybersecurity. Let's talk about cybersecurity. More and more of us finding ourselves working from home. And, you know, it becomes a bit problematic for companies to feel as though their environment and their, you know, intellectual property, so to speak, is protected no matter where your employees are working from.
Yes, it's a interesting challenge that we have. I mean, people are working from everywhere, and even if they work from their offices, as more people are starting to move back to their offices.
Yeah.
And the whole theme about cyber awareness, I mean, Cyber Awareness Month and so on, and why people have to be very aware of it is that if you try and spot it, because cyber criminals target individuals.
Mm.
One would think, yes, they target a specific organization, but they target that organization via certain individuals. You know, so someone will receive a mail, and it could be the PA, it could be the sales manager. I mean, the salespeople are always like forthcoming. They always want to give you all the information in the world, so they are very cooperative to give you whatever you want because they want to make that next sale. So.
Mm.
The cyber criminals knows that as well, so they would target those kind of people and send them a mail, and then they would type certain information in, and in the process they are actually compromising the business without even realizing it.
Yeah.
So that's the dilemma that we are sitting with.
Is that why it's important as a company to constantly have continuous training of the employees when it comes to cybersecurity? Because we do tend to become a bit lax, even as employees.
We do, but I would take it much further than just the employee in a work environment.
It's
anyone that's got a smartphone, anyone that's got a phone is connected to the world the same as an employee would. So you could receive a SMS, which is not good. You could receive a mail through your smartphone, which is not good.
Yeah.
So, what is important is to create a culture of awareness, and that culture of awareness is with all of us. You see, the challenge here again is that cyber is not something that we can feel. We can't smell it. We can't see it because it's all these zeros and ones that goes into your computer, and that's the challenge. Because in the real world out there, one can see a criminal walking, but you can't see a cyber criminal approaching you.
Yes.
So it's difficult for us to conceptualize how does cyber crime work and how it affects you. All you know, it affects you the day when the money's out of your bank account.
Yes.
Or you've been ransomed. Then you can literally for the first time see that you've been compromised. But generally, it's a very, very silent approach from a cyber point of view. So yeah, because we can't smell it and see it and feel it and so on, it is an absolutely attuned awareness of the kind of mails that you get, and then to try and have it almost a trained eye in terms of which are good stuff and what are bad stuff, you know, and that you expect of a normal user of a computer, which in itself is difficult. So to then try and identify what's good and bad is even more difficult. But you want to create a culture in the organization for people to spot the malicious stuff as they normally work.
How do we spot those? What are the different forms of cybersecurity threats?
Well, there are various types of threats. For the average user and for the average listener, 92% of these kind of threats comes via mails.
Mm-hmm.
So in the past, it used to be the websites that we would visit and download code and so on. But these days, those attacks come via mail. So if you get a mail, take an approach of zero trust.
Okay.
Say, I don't trust this mail. I don't know whether it's coming from the right person. I don't know if it's legit. So if you take that approach, you would think twice before you click on a link.
Mm.
You would think twice before you give certain confidential information away.
Mm.
So take an approach of zero trust. If this does not make sense, if I don't really know this person, if the message that they have in the mail doesn't really look relevant to me, don't try and do something with it. Don't try and just answer it purely because you want to get it out of your outbox.
Yes.
You know, so be critical. I think that's the thing. Be cynical and critical about every single mail that you get and every single website you go to. Be critical in terms of what you see. Does it make sense?
When it comes to certain security measures that are implemented by employers, sometimes employees get very, very upset. For instance, when your employer says on our PCs at work, you cannot access social media platforms. How then do you explain to your employees that what I'm doing is not to make life difficult for you so that during lunch you're not able to go visit your Facebook page, but we're basically trying to secure ourselves as a business?
Very good question. I think the point is not just purely to tell employees, don't do this, don't do that. Because I can promise you, if someone just literally tells me, don't do this, I'm the kind of person that sort of wants to try it out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think one is to create an awareness training. Go to the employees and show them. Showcase to them how do cyber criminals work. Create a video, and there's lots of video materials available, but there are also automated training programs available where there's a small video. It shows the employee how do passwords and password compromises work. A week later, they would get a set of questions that asks them questions regarding the little video, the 2-minute video that they saw a week ago.
Mm.
And the week following, they would almost get like a simulated attack to check that they actually understood how to handle their password. I'm just using passwords as an example.
Yes.
So you have to, and it's not a quick fix. It is not a fact of doing a presentation to all the employees and showing them how a cyber criminal works and how to do things.
Mm.
It is behavior change.
Mm.
And behavior change doesn't come in with a presentation.
Yes.
Behavior change takes time to do. You know, as adults, we don't tend to learn, or we learn much slower than kids.
It takes 21 days to develop a new habit, they say.
Exactly. So I mean, in a normal working environment, we don't have the luxury of those 21 days.
Mm.
So take a program over a year, or 12 months, and every month you handle a specific topic, and you make sure that individuals understand those topics very clearly. So if they go to social platforms, what are the do's and don'ts of social platforms?
Mm.
Ask them the questions to pick up that they have actually grasped the concept of what a social platform is. And then testing. Throw them with a curveball where certain questions will be tested, or certain simulations will be done to test that they actually did actually understood the questions that they answered. So take a behavioral change approach.
Yeah.
And do it over a long period of time. Don't try and do it just once off. It doesn't work.
Brilliant. What's our takeaway from today's conversation? If I am an employer and I'm listening to this conversation, what's the biggest takeaway that I need to get?
If you have not planned cyber awareness training as part of your overall company risk management or your risk management portfolio, it's only a matter of time before someone in your organization is going to click on a link, and someone is going to, without them even knowing, is going to compromise your organization.
Mm.
It is actually as simple as that.
Wow. Sean, thank you so very much for your time and the education.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, and all the best, and stay safe for all the listeners as well.
Indeed. That is Sean Ackerman, who is the CEO of AVS Cybersecurity International. Just giving us that very important conversation when it comes to cybersecurity. It's something that we know about, but we don't really think it's part of our everyday life. But considering how much we are connected to the rest of the world, almost on a permanent basis, it really should be an everyday part of our lives. When we come back, we're going to be in conversation with Putin Biani, and this time we're talking